This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back again. Jamie's back. Tell a friend.
Hey everybody, good morning. I'm back from vacation.
You're back.
This is not actually for me, though. So the Bills bringing back Jordan Phillips. Sal gave us the full rundown on that. We're going to play a fun little game here. You can play along the home version. You can tweet in your answers. You can write them in the YouTube chat. But the long and short of it on Jordan Phillips. So the Bills are bringing him back. He won't be on the active roster. They're going to then release him and then bring him back on the practice squad. Okay, You know that. We're waiting for roster cuts. That comes today by 4 o'clock, the first 53. And then, you know, from there we'll see what happens because things always move around. Hey, that guy got cut loose. Let's go get that guy. One name on the radar for me is Poo Paul. Because the Bills had a private visit with him and went to the combine and at a Zoom meeting. It's a name I remember in the draft as a linebacker they might like. He was released. He did not make his team, so maybe they think, well, how about that guy for the practice squad? So we'll see. Happy Tyrell Shavers Day, maybe, if he makes the team. Ogunjobi, news on Trey White, on what's going to happen with his injury, if they expect him back soon, if he's designated to return on IR the way that Sal thinks that Max Hairston will be. So there's a bunch of stuff that we'll learn about the team today, including down to 53-man roster. So we had an idea for a game that we can play, and we're going to make a little little bet on our side here. It's a fantasy draft. It's also fantasy draft season. So what we will be doing is two-round snake draft, former Bills to be future Bills.
Yes.
And whoever hits first wins. There's not going to be a first, second, third. We might not hit anybody here. But Jordan Phillips is back. This is actually kind of a takeoff, Joe, of my deep desire to have an NFL coordinator draft where you get points when your coordinators become coaches. I desperately want to be in a dynasty league where I can draft coordinators to get jobs as a head coach. You know, this is year 10 of talking about that, not putting it together. Anyway, let's draft.
All right.
Former
Josh
Bills
has the first pick.
They are not with the organization right now.
Right.
They will be coming back at some point, 2 years, 6 years, you name it.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Now, two things just to get clarity on.
Yes.
They just can't be with the team right now. They haven't had to be with somebody else in between.
Yeah, I think
like
that's fine.
Would Jordan Phillips have counted? Because he was not with the Bills, but he also didn't stop anywhere else in between.
You know what's funny? I found him on ESPN's Dolphins depth chart right now.
They have another Jordan Phillips.
But you click his name, it goes to this Jordan Phillips.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say, I think they have a different Jordan Phillips.
All right. So, like, who's that? Somebody that retired last year?
Yeah. Like
Rasul Douglas counts.
If Micah Hyde has a change of heart and says, actually, you know what? Maybe I do want to give it one more go.
Your answer is this. If they're not with the team right now, they count.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Micah Hyde counts.
And the other
Rasul Douglas counts.
Okay.
If you want that one.
And the other question I had was, is this just during the McDermott Bean era?
No. Any former Bill.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like
you can draft Jim, you can draft Thurman if you want.
Sure. Right. If you'd like to do that, yes, you can do that.
Okay.
We spun the wheel and Josh has the first pick. Snake draft 8 picks. Josh picks first. Former, future right. Bills.
Pick one.
With the first pick from the producer's studio, I am proud to select Rasul Douglas.
Wow, okay.
Cornerback. We had to identify which side of the ball needed most help. We were back and forth a little bit.
Yeah.
Decided Rasul Douglas.
You went for position of need?
Positional value, yeah.
Maybe.
Exactly.
Rasul Douglas.
Gotta be safe.
He is the only of the big three last year not on a team.
All right, he's still available.
Vaughn got to Washington. Amari Cooper got to the Raiders. And yeah. Rasul Douglas, who visited with the Dolphins but didn't sign, is still available. Rasul Douglas, pick number one to Joe.
Pick number two, I'm going to take the guy that said a month ago that he would like to finish his career with the Bills, and it's at a position that they're currently not in great shape at. I'll go Jordan Poyer.
Wow.
As a practice squad add in the same light that Micah Hyde was last year. Maybe he doesn't even appear in uniform.
But
signs with the Bills.
He might have more of an idea that he wants to play, though, than Hyde did. No?
Maybe. Does he think he's going to play?
I don't know.
Somewhere? I don't know what he
thinks. I think he's going around, like, traveling the world at the moment.
Is he?
Instagram?
Yeah. Listen, like, to Owen over here was scouting these guys' Instagrams to see, like, you know, this guy's in Japan right now. I don't know if he's really thinking about football.
If you're just not doing your due diligence and just opening up the book.
Yeah.
Got to get your scouting reports done.
The pick is to me. And then Owen for two, and then we're back. You know, this is a tough one here because I feel like I want to pick the guy that visited the team.
Go ahead.
I'm going to pick him. I'm going to pick Gabe Davis.
Okay.
Week three, Josh Palmer gets a leg injury. Gabe Davis is signing. So,
If he's not on a team already.
That's right.
That's part of why I didn't pick him because I think Poyer, I don't think, is signing anywhere. I think Gabe might.
Okay. Yeah. This is long enough. I mean, my board includes guys that are currently under contract on other teams.
Oh, me too.
That they will bring back.
Yeah.
We'll see how deep we can go on this. If we can get a third round out of it, we will. All right. So, Gabe Davis, give me my pick.
Yeah.
To Owen for two.
Oh, this is tough. I got back to back here. I know this guy just got traded. It just feels like the kind of guy that they want back. Harrison Phillips.
This is a good pick.
What are you doing?
This is a good pick.
Yeah. He seems like the kind of guy they'd want to get their hands back on.
Definitely.
He was a Buffalo guy. I think Phillips is a good pick there.
He is on my board.
I was hoping he could fly under the radar.
Yeah. He wasn't flying by me. And then we'll go with another just obscure receiver that probably shouldn't play anywhere, but probably will. Jake Kumerow. I think is a guy that's kind of a...
Is he still in the league?
He's got to be in, like, the Himalayas.
That doesn't stop them.
It doesn't matter. Man. Yeah, he feels to me like a vibes guy that Josh got along with that can see them going back to the well on.
He last appeared in... He was last with a team with the Bills in 2023.
Okay. Mm-hmm. To me, for the next pick, I've got a guy I came to this draft of former... Future Bills. Former Bills to be future Bills.
Okay.
And I'm going to take Saran Neal.
That was my next pick.
I did not think on a Tuesday morning on August 26th I'd be looking up Saran Neal's guaranteed money with the 49ers, but I did look that up.
Give me
Saran Neal, second pick of this draft for me. I mean, come on. He knows the system. Part of this draft is... We can immediately launch into what we would say the moment he's brought back. Knows the system, versatility, you know, special teams. You're getting a lot with Saran Neal. Saran Neal's my second round pick.
All right, I am going to go with a lesser known Bill that you might even feel like I'm cheating a little bit
here by doing this.
This player already is a three-stint Bill. There's no doubt that, in my opinion, he's going to get to a fourth. I'm going to go with Ely Onku
as
a draft pick
here.
Who is not on a team right now. He was with the Bills for a couple games last year. On and off the depth chart all for 4 years.
That's good.
Ely Onku.
That's a good pick. Real good pick.
I'm ready to go back a third round if you guys. I think we're going to do it.
I'm good. I got names on my board. Yeah. I got names on my board.
I mean, the chat's got some names thrown at us. So, yeah, let's do a third round. Josh, your pick.
All right. I'll pick two here. I'm going to go with the first pick, guy that is currently on a roster, Kingsley Jonathan.
Okay.
Okay. Syracuse guy.
Mm-hmm.
Good pick.
What roster is he on?
I think it's the Jets, last I checked. Maybe it's the Giants. One of the two. I know. I looked earlier. I just can't remember which one he's on.
Okay.
Regardless. Second pick on the comeback, Tyrell Dodson, current Miami Dolphin.
Yep.
I also looked him up and see what his contract looked like. He did just sign a 2-year deal with Miami. So, all right. I am going to go with between two names here. And we're only doing three rounds, right?
Yeah, so only do three rounds.
This player might be undrafted if I don't take him here.
We got to find out who's
sitting there in the green.
We got to find out who was snubbed.
Yeah. All right. Ty goes to the guy that's not on the team right now. I'll go with Stephon Gilmore.
Oh. Okay.
Stephon Gilmore, cornerback. The Bills have injuries. He's nearing the end. I don't think he'll want a lot of money. Gilmore.
This does make me think we should only be picking McDermott-era guys, though.
I asked for clarity before the draft. Now we're making a big deal of this.
Will it feel like it's the same thing, though?
Like, before... No, it won't.
You can have the pick. I'm just saying, it feels like we should have made that clip.
The opportunity was presented to create that rule before.
It was.
Because he was on my board.
Okay. You can have it, I guess.
I can take my other guy if you really want.
Let's take the other guy.
Take the other guy?
Yeah, just because the whole idea is that they're returning to this regime.
All right.
Because they bring guys back that they feel comfortable with.
All right, I'm going to take Zach Moss.
Ooh. Zach Moss.
The Bills pick up an injury running back. He's not on a team right now. The reason I picked Gilmore over him is he has a neck injury. Had a neck injury.
Ooh.
And that can be...
Yeah.
I mean, Damian Harris had a neck injury and it ended his career.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't know the severity of Moss's, but, middle to late of the year, like something happens to Ray Davis. Who do they call? Like Zach Moss.
Okay. Hold on, I got to go to Spot Track to see how many years this guy signed for.
If they sign Stephon Gilmore later today, I can't tell. I am going to be furious.
If they do that, it won't be treated like, they're bringing the band back again.
No, it won't. And I also will feel like I am owed $15.
True. Well.
At the same time.
That's tough for you. It's too old. I can't do it. I don't want to do it.
Too old.
The next guy I'm thinking of, I got to take him off the board. He's just too old.
Emmanuel Sanders.
No, it's Mac Hollins. Oh. He's got a 2-year contract. I'm going to bring him back at 33. Give me, this is former Bills that are going to come back.
Mm-hmm. Listen to him furiously typing.
I know. Spot track.
The clock runs out. He gets digs.
Yeah.
No thanks.
One-game contract, retire a Bill with Josh.
I've got a couple names here. I'm surprised.
I had names left on my board.
I have another one, too. I've got a name here. I'm going to go Kyle Allen.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Good buddies with Josh.
His best friend, basically.
And backup quarterbacks can play
anywhere forever.
He played against the Bills in the preseason, but wasn't he? Who was he with? Detroit?
He won the backup job in Detroit.
He did?
Yep. He won the backup job.
I don't think that bodes well for you, then.
Just next year.
If he's the backup.
2 years, 3 years.
This thing's not making it to next year. Come on. They're going to bring back one of these guys this season,
right? It's got to happen. I am going to go with, because you stole my Saran Neal pick, I have to go with another safety. Dean Marlowe is on a 1-year deal with the Chargers.
Boy, is that a good pick. Late round steal.
Just feels like a,
you got to like it.
Next year, just see if he can make the team as some depth.
Yep. All right. Keep the list. Whoever gets the first one back wins $15 from the other three.
All right. This will be immortalized. This is going to be a video here. This will be up forever.
I think Quentin Morris was on my board.
Quentin Morris.
He was on mine as well.
I'm surprised that Sneaky Joe here, you didn't try to bend the rules a little bit and say Brian Daboll.
Mm. Oh, no.
I
did think of coaches for a second. I didn't even think of Daboll.
I just thought maybe you might go that route.
I really should have done that, shouldn't I have?
If we would have went to round four, I had a long shot, long term, Wyatt Teller. He's up at the end of the year. Ooh. People don't want to be in Cleveland. The Bills might need help on offensive line.
David Edwards is a free agent.
Torrance has got to sign a big contract.
They can't afford Wyatt.
No,
Teller.
They can't afford Wyatt. Teller.
Yeah, you never know.
He's gonna get $100 million dollars.
Yeah.
I had Devin Singletary on my board.
Okay.
I think he's the third string running back right now in New York. Levi Wallace was on my board.
I had Levi Wallace as the name.
I had Edmonds on mine. Just Jermaine Edmonds. With that Chicago contract.
I had Shaq Lawson on my board.
Yeah.
He played one game in Carolina last year. He's also like a three-stint bill. I had Quentin Jefferson on my board.
Tim Settle. Listen, right now we are all reaching out to these players, agents, to say listen, we wanted to draft you. We can't believe you got through. Come in for a visit. Let's have a chat about this.
Isaiah McKenzie was another guy I thought of. He's suspended by the Colts.
Okay.
Still? Detrimental to the team, I think, is what I've
read. Wait, still?
Nah, maybe that was old that I read.
I thought
this
it was
morning.
Just a few weeks. It might have been when he was still on the team. The chat also mentions Kelvin Benjamin. Not that likely. Who else in the chat?
He tried to actually make a comeback last year as a tight end, and it didn't take hold.
It's going
to
be
former Bills to be future Bills is the game. I'm trying to see any other names that we didn't get to here.
Tyrod,
Levi Wallace, you mentioned.
Leonard Fournette.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Matt?
No, he's done.
Hot dirt.
Leonard Floyd?
Tim Settle? You know, you can never count out a defensive tackle.
No.
The corners is really where I like.
Lewis Seen, mentioned him earlier in the show a little bit. He's waived injured and I guess is going to IR for the Eagles.
Yep.
So anyway. Listen, it was nice.
How about Matt Hawk at punter?
Not bad.
I had him on my board.
Jake Camarda.
Corey Bohorquez.
Did he count? He doesn't count.
He's not on the team.
Yeah, but he wasn't on the team in the first place.
He's with the. Yeah, okay. Okay, they
I
have
guess
to
he did sign what it was like one of those reserves futures contract, BS, whatever it is. I don't know.
Giants releasing Tommy DeVito.
Oh, the three amigos. Had you seen all the social media stuff the Giants had done in the last like 5-6 days? It was like all like three amigos. It was Winston, Dart, and DeVito. Like they left Russell Wilson out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like they were hanging out together, they were taking pictures together, they were like Russell Wilson just not in any of them. Like they just don't hang out with
him. Isn't that the story on Russell Wilson's career? Isn't that what like Richard Sherman's always said?
Yeah.
Richard Sherman said you had to
like go through his agent
to call him on the phone.
Right.
Like it's my teammate. You got to call his agent.
So that would be in line with that.
Are you buying the Jackson Dart buzz?
He had a great preseason. I think by rule with the preseason pledge, I think I'm not supposed to buy into Jackson Dart. He looked athletic, though, and that has me feeling a little optimistic for his chances.
Yeah.
The problem is, though, they just have the most brutal schedule in the world this year. But I don't know. He's got neighbors. Just throw the ball in the direction of number one, and you probably should do pretty well. So, I don't know. I'm open to him being really good.
Okay.
I'm open to him being really good.
Can't believe I got Gabe Davis with the third pick.
There's no way they're doing it. He's going to sign somewhere else.
That might be right.
That's the thing.
And then get cut.
That's
and
why
then
I didn't
come in.
Him. Yeah.
Gabe Davis, Saran Neal, Kyle Allen. I like my team. Someone, I like my team.
Should Robert Woods have
been
picked also?
Does anybody hate their team? It's only a three-round, four-person draft. It's kind of tough to hate your team.
No, I don't hate my team.
You've got Poyer, Ely Anku, and Zach Moss.
Yeah.
I think your depth is – Moss is tough.
Moss is tough?
Yeah, I think it's a tough pick.
Why?
I'm bringing back Zach Moss.
Why? What are they? If they have an injury running back, what else are they going to do?
Darrington Evans.
Get out. He's hurt.
He is. Ron and Alden. Hey, Ron, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I was given this thought. It seems like, what, there's 100 and something schools in the FBS, right? Over 100?
Yeah.
And it does seem like every year, especially in the first round, there's only a couple wide receivers that come out of a draft, each of them are really good. And you think the numbers would be higher for as many wide receivers there. I mean, you've got a couple hundred receivers, and you might get three or four really good ones each year in the draft, and sometimes they don't even work out. And I just wonder how far these scouts go looking at players, how if other schools, when they start looking at them. Because, you know, like Andre Reed, probably the best receiver in Bills history, came from a school no one would have ever heard of if he wasn't a Bill in Kutztown State. But it does seem like that's just a position it should be one of the most important positions. You know, quarterback needs that player. It just doesn't seem like, even for the Bills, it's not the highest priority position. And it's just weird. It just seems like you think it'd be easier to find good wide receivers. And I just don't understand what the problem would be with that. I'm just wondering what you guys think. Thanks.
Well, part of it is anybody that is going to come into the league has to replace somebody else in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
You know, how many starting receiver jobs are available every year? I mean, you make this about offensive line. You could do this at any position. Think of how many offensive linemen there are in college football.
Right.
A lot.
Thousands.
Thousands.
Yeah.
And you got to displace somebody that's in the NFL, which is the top, 1% of talent?
Yep.
So if you started a secondary league, you could fill it with wide receivers, but they have to be better than the guys that are in the league, and that's tough to do. Who is the best small school receiver in the NFL right now? Is it active NFL receiver, small school? Cooper Kupp would have been an answer here, right? Eastern Washington for him?
He's not active. I thought of T.O. for a second. What was that?
Alabama State?
No.
South Alabama?
Chattanooga. Right?
Yeah, okay. Alabama, yeah.
Right now,
Tyreek Hill, I guess, is the answer here.
But that's only that one's almost cheating because he was at Oklahoma State and he got kicked out for choking his girlfriend. That one doesn't count. So, is there who was in the MAC? No, I'm thinking of Antonio Brown. He's not active anymore either.
Is Puka the right answer here? But he was not really that small.
Where
school.
Did he go? Chase Jefferson. That's both LSU. Where Devontae Adams go? That could be a good one, right?
Yeah,
he's a later pick. He goes to Fresno State.
Okay, Devontae Adams, Fresno State.
Fresno State.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe there's not an elite guy right now, though, that
is out of nowhere.
That's out of nowhere, school. Look where these guys were drafted. Chase is a first-round pick, and Lamb is a first-round pick out of Oklahoma, and Jefferson's a first-round pick. Neighbors is a first-round pick. St. Brown is a fourth-round pick, but he's what? That's USC?
Yeah.
So that's not a small school. Where Nico Collins go? Michigan, that's big. Yeah, Puka. Puka's probably the best you're going to do here.
Out of BYU, Puka.
Jackson Smith and Jigba, that's Ohio State. AJ Brown, Ole Miss, all these guys.
Speaking of that, there's a lot of chatter that the 2027, this is one small random point about receivers and draft stuff, if you want it. Forget who it was, but I saw some fantasy guy saying, if you're in dynasty leagues, you should 100% be trying to, especially if you're close to a rebuild, you should get as many picks in the 2027 draft as possible. It's going to be an all-timer.
2027?
For skill positions, yep. Okay. 2027 college football, the NFL draft of college players in 2027 is setting up to be an all-timer for talent.
Should the Bills trade?
Should you think two years in advance in Dynasty and getting picks to try to get, Jeremiah Smith? I guess you could, but.
Who could the Bills call right now and say, hey, we'll give you our 26 first for your 27 first? Hey,
the Patriots.
You want a team on the descent, though, don't you? Hey, Pittsburgh.
Come on, the Patriots is the best. What a trade that is.
You want to do it in New England?
I'm just saying, like, you think you're going to be good.
Yeah, you think by then you think you'll be really good, right? All right, let's see. Here, we'll give you our first next year. You give us your first the year after that.
Let's do it. This segment became Let's Get Stupid, but I'm here for it. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550.
Jeremy Fowler from ESPN reports that the Bills are releasing Dane Jackson.
So that's good news for Trey White, is it not?
Unless, I think so, because the idea that they're going to start, Dorian Strong, a sixth-round rookie at corner in week one, seems unlikely to me.
I am nervous about that. Is it okay? Is everyone ready to be nervous about week one? They'll lose. The season's along. If they lose. There's a lot of season left. But Baltimore comes in, and their offense was amazing against the Bills in the playoff game without Zay Flowers.
And they'd immediately basically have a two-game lead in the one seed.
Yeah.
You're
trotting out in your secondary. You're playing without Hoyt, without Ogunjobi, rookies on the defensive line.
Without Hairston,
maybe Trey White is banged up. I don't know what's going on at safety. Like, I think you've got questions on defense to start the year.
Against that offense.
And again, it's how you finish, not how you start. But
yeah.
Week one, it'll be a big test. If they win that game, I'm going to be coming in Monday after. So, like, I mean,
How about if they win that game, too, and the defense looks good doing it?
I'd be really impressed.
Against Jackson and Henry, like, I'm with you. Like, I don't see that being the case. I'm absolutely at a place right now where I think for them to have a good result defensively in that game, it's got to look like the playoff game. They've got to get
turnovers,
mistakes by Baltimore. They got to force that. Because them just getting stops with all of these banged up guys, and again, though, maybe the Dane Jackson release would be a good sign for Trey White.
Right.
But even with Trey White, I'm still thinking like they're going to need turnovers in that game.
We will keep tracking the cuts, but Dane Jackson appears to have been cut by the Bills. Jeremy Fowler has that. More as they come in.
Oh, never mind. The Dolphins. I thought our game just ended. I thought our draft ended in one segment. I misread it. The Dolphins are signing Rasul Douglas.
Okay.
$3 million.
Tough pick.
It said hashtag Bills in front of him, so I thought the Bills signed him, but the Dolphins have signed Rasul Douglas.
Wow, the bust for a first overall pick.
Right, your first overall pick got taken in 20 minutes.
Before the break.
20 minutes later, you lose the first pick.
That is tough.
Wow. That's Nail Yakupov level bust.
What a bust.
That's a brutal pick.
Terrible pick. All right, Jordan Poyer's on the clock. I can't wait to see him re-sign in Miami next. Let's do it. All right, we'll keep you updated on the roster stuff. 803-0550. Give us a ring on anything Bills related. Are you worried about that defense in week one in Baltimore? Or are you not even worried about week one because the season comes down to January? You know, that's how that goes. 803-0550 here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.